Hey everybody, this is Movie Bonfire, the fifth installment of the Friday the 13th Marathon. I'm Bracken.
This is Zach.
This is Will. We're still climbing that hill, man. We haven't reached it. We haven't reached the summit yet. I can't wait until tomorrow. We're on the hump day.
Somehow I think it's still going to be all downhill.
I've been thinking that since number one, but so far I feel like we had a little dip when we went down for number three, but now I feel like we're coming back up.
According to some. I think three is knocked for no reason.
Yeah, I was reading there's a lot of backlash against this one because of...
Blacklash?
Right. There's a lot of black characters.
The black community doesn't like this one?
It's black exploitation. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I think this is the first time I was talking to you about it, that we have a black main character.
That's true.
First series.
And oddly enough, it's another little kid. We had Corey Feldman last time, and now we have Reckless Reggie. And he shows
Reckless
up.
Reggie.
It's weird that you would put these kids in these rated R movies, and somehow these studio execs are going, you know what? Let's throw a 13-year-old in there as the main character.
But it's like a rule you can't kill him, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, obviously. Yeah.
What was his uncle's name? Uncle Tom?
Was it?
Oh, my God.
That's what it seemed like.
No, he was like Gramps.
He was like the little slave master guy.
Yeah, he was. Like their cook.
Yeah, he was I'll do anything for you, sir.
Did you see when they set, yeah, they set the table, and they're like, I think you set two extra seats there. I'm like, wait, what about Gramps and Reggie?
He's got to eat in the bag.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yeah, you don't set tables for dead people. Get those tables cleared. What? Why do they not get to sit with you?
Oh, that's great. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway...
And we got also, just on the same note, look at their names. We got Reckless Reggie, not a very great nickname. And then Demon is his brother.
Yeah.
Wow, can we be more obvious about our black hating?
And then just Gramps. So Gramps. No real names around.
Yeah. Mm.
Demon was awesome, though.
Yeah. He reminded me of Michael Jackson in 1985.
I thought he was more like Prince because his girlfriend was like Apollonia 6, so.
Michael Jackson when he was
like,
black.
That was like straight out of... Purple Rain. It was awesome. But I could see Michael, too.
It was a mixture.
Kind of a mashup.
Yeah. Kinda and like, then they just kill him.
Kind of like post-Pepsi commercial. His hair's a little thinner.
Yeah. So, we start out with number five. Corey Feldman, Tommy Jarvis. Watching these fools. This is the introduction of another type of character, too, I think. The moron character.
Yeah, what were those guys trying to do?
Just digging. They wanted to get a look at the main man.
Yeah.
They just wanted to dig up Jason's grave. Great. And I think this is something that we're going to see coming in more frequently. Like these reckless characters that are just like, I'm going to do something stupid. Hopefully it won't bring Jason back to life.
I kind of like the idea of like an idiot fanboy who doesn't know what he's doing, kind of unleashing the Pandora's box, though. Does that happen?
I think so.
I think that's what almost happened.
I think it's
going
to have to happen again.
But what happened? I mean, Jason was alive there, wasn't he, when they dug him up?
It's a dream.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's a dream sequence.
Can you see Corey Feldman's acting?
I feel like I should be running, but I can't.
I wonder how much Corey got paid for that. Five minutes of work.
I bet he got a lot because he was working on The Goonies at this time and was like, sorry, Jason 5, I don't have time for you. I'm working on The Goonies.
I work with Spielberg now, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Spielberg saw him with the shaved head and was like, that one. I want that kid.
I need him.
Yeah. So then suddenly we cut off from this dream sequence of Jason being alive and we're in a backseat of a car with some kid that looks nothing like Corey Feldman.
Right.
This is the new Tommy Jarvis.
Check.
In some unknown year in the future.
Yeah, he grew up, he got some muscles.
Some blonde hair.
Some karate skills.
He took lessons with Chuck Norris.
He got a fucking six-pack, man. That guy was ripped.
Yeah.
He was all about it.
And you don't F with him.
No. You go somehow,
up
and he's like,
he was screwed up, though. You could tell when he walked in.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice seeing this with our perspective because we know how short Corey Feldman turned out to be. It's kind of ironic.
That's true. I thought the same thing. That's like, that doesn't look like Corey Feldman.
Well, I was just thinking, older. Corey Feldman looks exactly the same as when he was a kid. So, really, I don't know where you got this skinny-faced guy with blonde hair because...
Who's actually, like, normal height.
Yeah, you might as well just take a 13-year-old Corey Feldman and be like, 10 years in the future. Yeah. Oh, look, it's the same. So we go into this. What is this? Some kind of...
He's being transferred from the mental institution, hardcore institution, where he was locked down. He's doing better. So he's being transferred to this minimum security, axe-wielding institution.
Extremely minimum security. That's what the first thing we see is they're like, hey, Tommy, welcome. Go grab a room. See ya. And then the next thing we see, some crazy out in the backyard with an axe, chopping wood in a completely incorrect way.
Yeah.
And they're just like, give that guy. That guy's got a lot of anger issues. We're out here in the woods. Give him the axe and let him chop some wood.
It'll help him work it out.
Yeah. Send the annoying guy over to talk to him, too.
Yeah.
And what happens? Annoying guy gets an axe in the back.
As everyone
annoying
cheers.
Fat kid.
Annoying fat kid again.
I think he was slightly mentally disabled, too. I couldn't really read that, but...
Yeah,
he was... If you think about what happens to that guy, I won't give it away yet, but yeah, he probably is a little bit retarded.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a mirror of part one.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I won't give it away yet.
I mean, he's not like full-on retard, messed up face, lower ear type thing. But he's definitely got some issues.
Yeah.
Disabilities.
And he tells Victor, this guy, that's his name, chopping the wood.
Vic?
Yep,
Vic,
Victor.
Yeah.
Victor Fadden.
Victor Fadden. he's chopping the wood, and what is the fat kid says something like, you're way out of line.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't say that to a crazy guy with an axe.
He's like, here, I'm going to set this chocolate bar up here right where you're chopping. And then I'm going to be really mad when you chop in half.
And he's dead.
And I was really happy at that point. I wanted that kid to die. Not because he was fat, just because he was annoying.
The fatness didn't have anything to do with your decision?
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, I felt bad for him because the girls were kind of teasing him, weren't they?
I felt bad for him until he grabbed their clean sheets with his chocolate-covered hands.
Yeah, that was
And I was like,
rude.
You fucking dipshit.
You had a shot until you did that.
Yeah, exactly. So, this guy gets taken away out of the picture. We don't know where he goes. He could be on the loose. He could be somewhere.
Wouldn't they just close the camp down at that point? We've had an axe murder. We just like, shut the shit down.
No.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes these kids get out and go screw their heads off on the property of these crazy hicks next door.
Yeah.
But the axe guy, you know, that's an isolated incident.
Is that another homage? The mother and the son crazy in the woods? Isn't that a Texas Chainsaw Massacre type thing? The nuts in the woods? I didn't watch that movie, so I don't know. They keep trying to bring that character out, like the nuts who live in the woods, like the rabbit guy, the guy who owned the rabbits, and I forgot, there might be another one. Anyway.
The guy who owned the rabbits. Yeah, that guy
the
was
guy
great.
With the snake and the okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the homeless guy with the eyeball.
Another archetype.
Harold, yeah.
Another archetype of the,
yeah, they got all kinds of, they just bring in these caricatures. Next up, we got some greasers.
Yeah.
We have
Pete and Vinny
with their broken down car.
Yeah.
And they're just spouting off the F-bomb like crazy and,
crap my ass.
Yeah, calling each other a douchebag. And what happens when you start doing that in the woods? You know what happens. Jason shows up and sticks a flare in your mouth.
Well, that was a good kill, actually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that didn't make the top 10.
That was awesome.
I like that one.
I'm still kind of curious as to how that would kill you.
Yeah, I don't know either how, especially so fast.
Yeah.
And with no screaming or anything. It's just like, oh, the flare in my mouth. Dead. That was poor little Vinny.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did walk back to the car, head down.
So yeah, Pete didn't look. He didn't want to look at Vinny's body collapsed into the trunk, into the hood of the car, into the engine, and then he goes and tries to start it. Hey, Vinny, did you fix that car?
Yeah.
I'm going to start it with your face in the engine.
This is what I love, as he's walking back. Either you got this car fixed or you're a dead man. I'm like, actually.
You're right about that.
It's not A, it must be B.
He guessed right. Okay, next, we have two more characters just introduced out of nowhere. I think he's the paramedic driver, you guys are saying? The paramedic?
Roy.
Billy?
No, who are you talking about? Oh, Billy.
Yeah. The guy who pulls up to the diner to see his girlfriend, Lana.
Oh, yeah, he was one of those driving with Tommy to transfer him over.
Okay.
So I think he works at the hardcore institution.
Oh, so he was headed back.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, okay. So then he pulls up to his girlfriend's diner. And he starts doing some coke. Introduction of a new drug to the series.
Even yeah. references it as snow.
Yeah.
Snow on the mountaintops or whatever.
And apparently pot's not hardcore enough to incite the wrath of Jason or anyone who might be wearing a hockey mask
this at the moment. This is 85.
Yeah.
Sign of the times, 84. Man.
This is not the early 80s anymore. This is 85. Coke is in full-fledged everywhere.
We've got Coke and black people now.
And girls that just show their boobs to themselves in the mirror.
Oh, that was the best. Showtime. That was the best part. Showtime. You and, want it, you got it.
And both of these people get killed with axes. Just dead in the parking lot.
Yep.
Ouch. No reason.
Oh, cleaned up, obviously.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you're going to do Jason's MO, I mean, you got to do it all.
Now, the mayor shows up also here.
Because now we've had a couple of deaths.
He goes to the sheriff's department, and he wants some answers. Who's the killer, boys? Bring him in. What does the sheriff have to say?
Does the mayor finger anybody?
Oh, I think he fingers a few people. How do you think he got elected?
No, I mean, does he say... does he blame Tommy Jarvis at this point?
No.
No, okay.
I think he says, get me a real life suspect.
That's what it is, because, the sheriff's like, I know who it is. It's Jason Voorhees.
The sheriff is on to something. He's like, clearly, this is Jason Voorhees, the dead serial killer who was killed before. It's obviously him.
Yeah, because he always stuck road flares in people's mouths.
Yeah.
You know, so same MO, right?
Homeless guy again. Machete to the stomach. I think that's the guy you're talking about.
What was I talking about?
The rabbit guy.
Oh.
The one who's trying to earn his supper from the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dead.
No, I'm talking about... Forget that. That's boring. Just keep moving. I'm talking about the nuts who live in the woods, that archetype.
Oh, yeah,
the mom and his son. The guy who gets decapitated later.
And an awesome kill.
Awesome.
Riding around on a motorcycle... In circles and in circles.
With his foul-mouthed mother.
Yeah.
I think an F-word comes out of her mouth every time she has a line.
Oh, my God.
She called him something pretty sweet.
The insults are flying.
Yeah.
It's great.
And we get this really long nude scene, too. Was this the longest nude scene yet?
I think so.
This girl just lays on a blanket.
That was my favorite.
That was your favorite death or your favorite scene of all?
Well, that's my favorite nude scene. So
oh, nude scene?
In the history of...
Of Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Hands down, yeah. I agree with you on
apparently there's no mosquitoes in Friday the 13th, because I don't know how you lie in the middle of the woods with...
on a blanket?
Yeah, while just being killed by mosquitoes. But.
And being totally naked, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she put off on beforehand. You don't know.
Maybe this Jason guy killed all the mosquitoes already.
No mosquito is safe from Jason's blade.
That leads us into the best kill, I think, of the movie, at least in my opinion, was the leather strap through the eyeball head
thing. That was your favorite of the movie?
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was like the one that was actually creative.
I disliked that one.
Why? Now, they could have made it better because if you're going to set that up, like pull that strap all the way through his skull or crush his skull.
That's what... I was expecting all the way or a little bit
it
more.
It kind of just goes, you know, yeah, I would agree with you. Like, crush his skull with it if you're going to do it. Maybe that's just too violent for 1985. I don't know.
Yeah, he starts to do the kill, twisting it, and then he's just like, enough. Enough is enough.
Well, the strap broke, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he had to stop.
Yeah. I think he was going to keep on twisting, but the strap broke, and then we just assume he's dead, I guess.
I like that kill.
It was definitely, like, you could tell they were working in more interesting and creative kills.
Guard what happened shears. To the girl? Just slit throat, right? Nothing much.
Oh, no. She had a sweet kill.
Garden
shears to the eyeballs.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good, too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then the homeboy comes back and is like, hey, naked baby. What's going on? Oh, my God. No eyeballs.
What? I'm going to go stand by this tree.
The best kill, though, was the guy on the motorcycle decapitated.
That was pretty sweet.
It's clearly impossible, but it's pretty awesome.
What was it? You ran into the machete?
Oh, yeah.
It was the cleaver.
Driving around and around. Oh, yeah. And then just the arm comes out.
Yeah.
And then the mom's like...
There's something always so fake about that head in a movie that falls off. It's always like...
Yeah.
It always just seems like a dummy head at that point.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
But if it was really a head, it probably would do that. It would look like a dummy head itself. It was real. I don't know. It always goes. It always looks fake to me.
I ain't seen too many heads flopping off in my day.
That head rolling down the hill always looks like a mannequin head.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Probably because there's no like dangling entrails coming out of it, like loose ends.
It's just like solid meat cleaver would make a totally clean cut.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of like cleanly
chopped
it. It's not
a goddamn lightsaber.
Cauterize a wound on the way through.
And man, we've got so many kills in this movie. I don't even know if we can get through them all. There's
great kills.
19. Not counting the two dream kills.
Wasn't there three dream kills? Two at the beginning and then one later on.
Who?
What was the one later on? Because I updated to three dream kills. Who was having a dream that somebody got killed? Crap, I can't remember.
I think you're making it up. I think you had a dream that someone got killed because you watched this movie.
Wasn't it Tommy Jarvis saw somebody get killed in a vision or whatever and it wasn't real?
I don't know. I'll think of something.
I'll think of it.
But I think that you are Tommy Jarvis and you were seeing visions after this movie.
It was hard to see through the hockey mask.
Yeah.
I thought I saw it.
So then the killer just shows up at the crazy people house and just starts hacking everybody. Oh, everybody's getting killed.
Methodically, one by one.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Silently.
silently, no one can find him.
Yeah.
Until, again, when they do find out that people are dead, Jason backs off and becomes a little bit more of a pussy.
Yeah, a little more invincible.
Yeah. to where people can fight him and...
And Reggie can, you know, with his commercial driver's license, can drive the...
Oh, yeah.
...the heavy machinery.
And somehow... What was that woman's name? Tina?
Pam.
Pam. Pam's just laying on the ground, and he somehow hits Jason with a bulldozer and misses her. He's good. Yeah. And he, especially since he couldn't even see, he drove through the building wall.
Yeah.
So it's not like he could see in advance where Jason was in proximity to Pam.
I can't believe he skipped over Demon and his enchilada.
Oh, God. That was amazing.
He's like, oh, was it the enchiladas?
Oh, we take a side trip into a trailer park.
Yeah.
Where Demon, Reggie's older brother,
lives in a van.
In a van, not a trailer, with his girlfriend.
Oh, and she was hot.
And they're both just decked out in like...
Bling.
Yeah, all dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where they're taking showers and getting this dressed up since they live in a van.
They have an outhouse.
Yeah. And then as soon as Reggie and Pam and Tommy leave, all of a sudden Demon's like, oh, I gotta take a crap. I ate those enchiladas. And he does a little tiptoe dance out to the outhouse.
Yeah, and he goes into like one of the cleanest and most maintained outhouses I've ever seen. Yeah. And he complains, this outhouse is disgusting. Yeah. Seriously, you should see some of the other movies.
And then his girlfriend comes up and starts shaking the outhouse. Like Jason style.
Funny joke, right?
Yeah, and I want to know how she shook that outhouse, because it wasn't just a little wooden outhouse. It had like metal sheeting on the sides and a door. It was like planted in the ground.
Yeah, it was
somehow serious. She shook the shit out of that thing. And then she starts singing to him.
Yeah, and he's singing with her.
And they're singing along like the taking a shit song, I guess. And then,
what were they singing?
Like, oh, baby, sweet baby. Something like that.
Had to get that in there.
Yeah, I just had to get some singing because it was Prince, I guess. And then he does the standard Friday the 13th move. Take a shit. Pull your pants up.
No wiping.
No wiping.
That's true.
Why wipe? You're going to be dead very soon anyway.
He's like, I'm probably going to be dead. I'll just pull these pants on up. Might as well not waste the time.
That is awesome.
And then he's wiped out.
I don't even remember how he dies. Just basically spear through the wall.
Spear through the wall into his stomach.
Some sort of spike, metal spike.
Yeah. It looked like, I thought it was like a crowbar, but it was way too big.
Yeah, and it was pointed.
Yeah.
Like a, it was awesome, though.
That was probably just laying around.
Yeah, I love it. Like, bust through right in front of him. He's like, oh, man. Oh, I'm going to lean up next to the wall. Yeah,
I better get against the wall in case that thing comes through here again.
I was waiting for it to come through his head, but...
Apollonia, yeah. I don't even know how she got it. Apollonia 6.
She just got a throat cut.
Yeah.
And she was blocking the door. He couldn't get out of the outhouse because her body was blocking the door. So Demon was trapped in there.
Should have got a little bit more out of that kill. That could have been better.
The girl?
Any of that whole... whole little sequence kind
of
died
they
out.
They just had to get rid of those characters. They were like, we're done with those characters. Take them out. Yeah, quickly, so quickly. We're losing light, people. Sun's going to come up soon. Let's do it.
I saw one review where they're like, this is one of the ones where the characters were so short-lived. Like,
yeah.
Introduction, death. Introduction, death.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of little vignettes.
Yeah.
A bunch of little vignettes of characters and deaths.
Yep.
Here's some greasers. Dead. Here's a guy going to pick up his girlfriend and do some coke. Dead.
Dead.
Here's some people that live in a trailer park. Dead.
Here's a guy that wants to earn supper. Do the right thing. Not be a drifter. Voyeur. Dead.
Yeah, that's true.
It was all in... Oh, except for that guy. Little pairs of people. So one of them could get killed and then the other one could be like, hey, what's happening?
Yeah. Somebody's got a witness.
Like the hick mom. Junior, where are you? You dildo, dead.
Or when he walks in, about time you fuckwad.
Fuckwad.
That's great.
So we get to the final, all this climax. It's all and Gramps gouged out eyeballs.
Yeah,
poor Gramps. He didn't have to die. It was like Danny Glover, Gramps. Like Mr. Nice Old Guy. Like, why would you want to kill him?
Yeah, he would cook for you. I mean, why kill him?
That was just mean, Jason.
At least keep him around and enslave him.
Oh, God.
Make him cook
for you. He already was. Oh, I can't believe this camp, this, like, liberal camp. They're like, come on, let's treat all these crazy people. They can have axes, they can hang out, listen to music. But this black guy, no, you're the cook. You don't get to eat with us. We're not that liberal.
Whoa.
Yeah, we draw the line somewhere.
Keep your little reckless kid out of here.
Yeah. Weirdness. Anyway, so we have this final fight. We don't know where Tommy is. Tommy's been gone for a while.
Right, after his karate moves.
Yeah, after we see that he, like, just beats the shit out of this hick guy. And Pam stops him and then is like, Tommy, I'm leaving you here in this trailer park. And me and Reckless are going to go. For some reason.
Well, he takes off, doesn't he?
I guess so. Does he run away?
He runs away, yeah.
Oh.
After he kicks up Junior, does his little Okinawa wah-wah.
Waxes on, waxes off.
Yeah. Yeah, I still haven't looked it up. I'm pretty sure Karate Kid, the first one, has come out by this time.
Mm.
I'm sure that was influencing that.
There's a lot of influences here. And then this is like Scary Movie 5 or something. Just throw in everything that happened recently. Let's see, Corey Feldman. Yeah, put him in there. Put some greasers. Put some hicks. we got to bring Jason. Okay, he's already part of the series.
Yeah.
And some karate. Boom.
Miss the karate.
Wrap it up.
Oh, well.
Oh, you didn't see?
I wasn't Muslim.
Did you tiptoe out to the outhouse at that time?
I did see the dancing... the girl with the robot dancing before she got it. That was
awesome. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was, and it was like long too. She didn't just get like a couple of ticks in.
What was that stolen from Jennifer Jason Leigh's character in?
I don't know. That girl.
What was that movie? Breakfast Club?
No, you're thinking of Ally Sheedy, but Breakfast Club.
Yeah. The one that looks like Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That girl was not a typical Friday the 13th victim. She was kind of like goth a little bit.
Yeah.
Before they didn't do what goth was.
Before they had Hot Topic.
Which is apparently her only mental disability.
Yeah.
That's why she's there.
As everybody.
Whoa, you're too goth. Mental institution.
What is this? We gotta wait about 6 more years before this style comes out.
She was good at prank dancing, though, or whatever she was doing.
Robot dancing? Robotics. She was good at robotics. And then, we're at the final scene. Jason, quote unquote, shows up. They're fighting him, Pam and Reckless, and then who shows up to help him? Tommy Jarvis.
Yeah, I was totally thrown at that point. I'm like, the new Jason had to have been Tommy,
yeah.
But it wasn't. So who the F is in that mask? That's what I was worrying about the last 5 minutes of the show.
You know, see, I thought
plus he had, his back of his head was bald, just like the original Jason. So who, I was like... Well, we haven't seen him yet because this is some bald-headed guy.
Yeah.
This is why, at the beginning, I thought I knew who it was going to be. Then in this last part where I'm seeing the bald head, I was like, well, it has to be Tommy because he made a mask of a bald head.
Oh, that alien-headed
mask. Yeah, I was like,
obviously.
It has to be that. But no, it's not Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are in chronological order. I had Roy written down right here in the middle where I'm like, they showed a couple of weird camera angles of this dude.
Yeah. Roy had a couple of...
Right in the very first scene when they're like... Come on, Roy. Grab this. None of you other paramedics have names, Roy. I was like, oh, he's coming back.
Roy, get your hands dirty. I'm going to tease you about this. You know, you're looking all crazy at me.
Yeah, that was true.
So
I'd forgotten about that, though.
So Tommy's got all these badass ninja tricks. He sees Jason. He's petrified. Yep. He can't move.
Well, actually, I thought that was kind of interesting, though, because at this point, he's seen Jason so many times, and it wasn't real.
Oh.
That now he's like, is this real or not?
He's trying to block it out. He's like, no, I'm going to make it go away.
Yeah. So that, I thought, was really well done. It's the fact that he's just like, this isn't real. Whoa, machete to the chest.
Yeah.
Hello.
Luckily, Roy was in pussy Jason mode.
Yes.
That, where you don't die immediately and just kind of get a scratch on your chest. So then Tommy's like, oh, I got a scratch. I better do something about this shit.
I'm going to climb up a ladder before I pass out.
Yeah.
Like Reggie's cheering him on.
Yeah, go. You can do it. He's like, get up here.
And then we get a pretty sweet death of Roy. Kicked out into like a hay baler thing.
Yeah, what was that with spikes?
A bunch of spikes just placed outside the barn window in case you were to fall out. And he falls, and when he falls, the hockey mask comes off, and the other mask
is punctured.
Is revealed. Yeah. Shown that it's Roy. Who you may remember from his no lines in the entire movie.
Yeah.
From his two looks.
From his,
two creepy looks.
I didn't
looks.
Know who it was when they first revealed it.
Oh, really?
I had to wait till I was like, well, I don't know who that is. I guess they'll probably tell me the next scene in the hospital.
Yeah.
Which they did.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
They laid it out nicely.
Yeah. Well, I was a little... That was the only part I was really upset with, like with the twist. They're like, okay, we should probably explain this. So we'll just do real quick. We don't have a lot of time left. Oh, hey, look, this guy has a picture of himself in the wallet, and...
like, and his son.
Who carries a picture of himself in their wallet?
They could do so much with the newspaper clippings, too. They're like, look at this. Look
yeah.
at this. So perfect.
Yeah. Found these in his wallet, too.
He keeps newspaper clippings in his wallet, just in case his son were to ever be hacked to death. And, coincidentally, some serial killer inflicted kid might show up. He could impersonate that person.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good plan. Everyone should have a plan in case their kid gets hacked by a guy with an axe to take revenge on the entire town.
No, that's a good question. Was the internet was up at this point? Maybe he Googled retard Avenger.
Yeah.
85? I mean, unless he worked at like a college or something.
That's true, yeah.
You might get email.
He could get on ARPANET.
You might have to go for it.
Yeah, he could get some documents.
Yeah. Unless he was intimate with the guy that invented the internet. What was it? Gore?
Mr. Gore.
Oh, Gore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, gory. Like this movie.
No, but you got to get back to the fact that we have some plot mirroring with this episode in episode one.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the poetic justice that we have in the film. That we do have a new beginning. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe from now on it's going to be Tommy Voorhees from now on. I don't know.
Jarvis.
No, what was that kid's name? Jarvis. No, not him. The fat kid who dies. What was his name?
Oh.
That's who the new Jason would be.
What was his name?
Oh, you're going to have to think about that.
I just put fat guy.
Wasn't that the same? That's either. The mirror. Is that
yeah.
the son of the crazed parent is going to go on a rampage again.
Yeah, but I don't think his character was cool enough to make that transition.
I don't know.
I mean, he had chocolate stains on his face the whole time.
I was trying to make him a retard, but I don't know if he was or not.
No.
He was just mildly retarded. He's not like full-on Jason.
Yeah. I think he's gone.
Yeah.
I think Danny Steinman, this director, did a good job.
Yeah, if you look at this film just as a film, not as a Jason movie, then yeah, I think it's really good. Like, he's got great mystery, great suspense, good whodunit, what's going on. Lots of tie-ins to the first one. I thought he did a great job. And as a new beginning, the first movie set up the first four. So this one could easily set up some other movies, but they just abandoned it.
I think from what you were saying, there was like a bunch of backlash against this movie. So they were probably like, oh, God, we need to bring Jason back.
Well,
now.
The next one is called Jason Lives, right? So obviously
they just wanted people to know.
Jason comes back.
Hey, everybody, you're mad about the last one. Jason is alive. We went back to nonsensicality. Don't worry. We're not trying to do any kind of mystery here. It is Jason. He's undead. It's okay.
It's great. No one can kill him now.
Yeah, no one can kill him now. He'll never leave you again. In fact, in 25 years, he'll still be alive. So
I can't wait to the next one. No mystery, just basically kill after kill after kill. And it really is Jason.
This is probably when they looked at the box office numbers on this one. They were like, they probably watched it. They were like, Steinman, come in here. This is great. You did a great job. You know, we killed Jason in the last one. You managed to bring back the Jason-style kill with some mystery. Could it be Jason? We got tie-ins to the first movies. Back to number four with Tommy Jarvis. Great job. Let's put it out there. They put it out, and the audience is like, hey, that ain't Jason. I hate this. And they're like, Steinman, get in here. What were you thinking?
They should have just put Betsy Palmer back in there, and then they would have had something.
Oh, yeah.
Hope she comes back.
Oh, man, I hope so, too.
That would have been great.
Think about being in 1985. Do you think people were sitting around like, oh, man, I can't wait till number six comes out?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. This movie, this is the fifth in a series.
Did these
in
come out
6 years?
They came out once a year then.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah. These are like the Saw movies.
Well, actually, these are more like the Harry Potters.
Oh.
In that respect. Not
that's
like
true.
In plot.
Coming back, coming around. Well, Saw came out like pretty frequently. They're on number six already. Or five.
Oh. Well, I didn't remember Saw being like every November/December I can
count on it.
I can expect a, or July. Are they July?
I have no idea.
Oh, they're Halloween time, I think. At least some of them were.
Well, didn't one just come out in July?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
We're we just great reviewed at this. It. If only somebody at Movie Bonfire had reviewed it.
If only those guys kept on top of things. Anyway, that was number five. Tonight we're going to watch number six, and we're going to see Jason alive again, and we're going to report back to you people on what happens.
Yeah, I think we're going to see, you know, I think we're going to see some more black people, some harder drugs.
Harder drugs.
Maybe some fat people, too, but they'll die. Don't worry.
Don't worry. Do you think we'll see as much boobs as in this one? I think we'll have to.
I hear that, from what I was reading, that this one is kind of the peak for TNA.
Number five?
Really? Yeah.
It seems like it would have
number
to
six.
Be. Yeah. I mean, oh, I read that this movie, number five, had to go to the MPAA 9 times to get approved for a rated R.
Instead of X.
It was rated X. They had to keep cutting
for
things.
What?
We don't know because we saw the rated R version.
That one nudie scene that went like for 10 minutes.
Yeah. That scene probably went on forever.
Maybe Manfredini had some like, wow, wow, as he's tagging.
Manfredini, get in here. We need some more music.
Can you do porn?
Steinman, this scene is going on forever. I can't write enough music for this.
I can just see it.
Don't you give me your excuses, Manfredini.
Oh, that would be cool.
All right.
God, I can't wait.
Woo.
It's going to be good.